Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. We'll chat with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, the Lakeside section of Henrico. But on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., he's right here. Gotta love it. He will take care of you. All right. We've got a lot. And, Germ, you've got a lot of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah. But we got to listen to it. Well, I mean, it's not enough just to have it. We've got to listen to it. So, Jeremy, I'm going to leave it. Just stop. Oh, gosh. Another technical difficulty. Okay. It was just in a meeting where I was basically told these were imaginary, right? All right. Look, Jeremy, if you can get it to work, that's great. And if not, I'll just bang my head against the wall a little bit more. Okay, let me share with you some of these numbers then. I did promise I would do that, and I will absolutely do that. They have been analyzed, and I don't think that they're going to be as boring as numbers usually are. Kennedy vote share by state and how they vote in the head-to-head ballot. That's what this is. So let us start. We're going to do it alphabetically. State of Arizona, which is where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just endorsed Donald Trump. Currently, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has 5% of the vote. And even though Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and the rest of the gang over there are doing their best with their friends in the legacy news media to, well, downplay the importance of Robert F. Kennedy's votes, I got news for you. 5% is a good chunk. So here's what happens. If everything goes the way it is today, those people go into the polling booth. And they vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right? His name's going to be on the ballot. Well, Robert F. Kennedy has now taken his name off the ballot. So who do the Bobby Kennedy voters go to? 53% of them will vote for Donald Trump. Now, these are polling pieces of information, data. Those 5% break as follows. 53% of them will, in fact, be voting for Donald Trump. 28% of them will vote for Kamala Harris. And 19% are, in fact, undecided. Okay. Georgia. Bobby Kennedy currently has 3% of the vote there. How does that break down? Well, a little bit closer. 47% of them will break for Donald Trump. 34% go to Kamala Harris. 18% at the moment are undecided. Michigan, very important state, as you know, and definitely in play. 4% is what Bobby Kennedy has. 43% of them go to Trump. 41% go to Harris. And 16% are undecided. All right, so that remains tight, but still goes to Trump. North Carolina. Donald Trump's making great inroads in North Carolina, and I absolutely believe that's going to go for Trump. But 3% of the voters in North Carolina right now are voting for Bobby Kennedy. When he is gone, as he is now, 58% of them then go to Kamala Harris, and 21% remain undecided. How about Nevada? Love Nevada. 4% of the voters there currently are voting for Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy is off the ballot now. He has stopped his campaign. Of those, 66% go and vote for Donald Trump. 16% vote for Kamala Harris. 18% remain in the undecided category. Pennsylvania, once again, tough place, but man, oh man. 4% of the current votes there are going for Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy off the ballot there now. 49% head over to Donald Trump. 35% go to Kamala Harris. 16% remain undecided. And finally, Wisconsin. 4% is what Bobby Kennedy has for support in Wisconsin today, getting his name off the ballot, dropping out of the race, endorsing Donald Trump. 55% of his voters go to Donald Trump, 25% go to Kamala Harris, 20% remain undecided. Now, let's just say, for the sake of argument, we're talking about numbers, right? Because that's all percentages, and it sounds good. I mean, if you go down the line, you say Arizona, there's a net positive to Donald Trump, 25% to him. There's 13% in Georgia, 2% in Michigan, 36% in North Carolina, 50% in Nevada, 13% in Pennsylvania, 30% in Wisconsin. All positives. They're all positives. These are all increases in the Donald Trump vote. So now we want to put those numbers into perspective. So if you're going to look at the net vote gained in Arizona, this is going to be based on the 2020 turnout, that would be over 41,000 votes. And I know you're thinking, well, geez, that's not a lot. The last election was decided, when you did all the math, by what? 55, 60,000 votes spread across a couple of states? I got news for you. These handful of votes here, handful of votes there, it's going to mean something. So 41,000 is four times Biden's winning margin from last time. Last time, Joe Biden won Arizona by about 10,000 votes. This puts an extra 40,000 plus in the Trump column. How about Georgia? Georgia's very much in play, and Georgia's a very interesting place. I don't know if you saw this. Donald Trump and Brian Kemp have kissed and made up. They are working together, unified as a team. And in Georgia, the net gain would be just shy of 20,000 votes. Again, that is twice the margin that Joe Biden had in 2020 when he ran and won. What does all this mean? It means that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy, dropping out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump is a big deal. It is a big deal. And you know it's a big deal because Kamala Harris and her ilk are doing everything possible to have you believe it's not a big deal. And that, my friends, is exactly how you know it is a big deal. We're going to talk more about this. We may or may not have the audio we had planned. We're having some more technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll be able to... Okay, well, Dominion Power. All right, so it's not us. It's the whole grid. Are we all done? Okay, no. Maybe it's the Russians. Have we thought about that? I mean, you know, I think I'm... You think I'm joking. I know for a fact that the Russians, Eastern European actors, North Korea, China, they have entire... Well, I would call them a business, not a business, but, you know, entire offices, entire departments. And all they do, they sit there every day, and I don't know if it's an 8-hour day or a 10-hour day, if they get lunch breaks, but they sit there on the computers doing their best to bring down our infrastructure. That's what they do. That is their job. And the FBI is all over that. Let me tell you, the cyber division inside the FBI is something else. Dominion Power. Dominion's got an amazing operation to take care of cyber threats, but they are real. They are absolutely real. All right, so slowly but surely, our computer-type devices are coming back, and hopefully, I'll be able to share with you some of the Bobby Kennedy stuff. If you want to take a look at it online, of course, you can do that. I've got it up on all my social media. You should be following me on social media. If you're not, shame on you or shame on me. But X, it is Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show on X and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Make sure you are following both of those. It is 414 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 421 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Coming up at 5:35-ish this afternoon, we are going to give you a chance to win some tickets. Yep, we've got KC and the Sunshine Band tickets. You know that they are coming to Meadow Event Park in Doswell, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's the ServPro Pavilion. It's a great place. Let me tell you something. If you've not been there, you need to go. you definitely need to go. It is a beautiful, beautiful venue. All right, so Jeremy is letting me know the computers are still not working properly. Okay. I got nothing to say about it. I'm just pointing out to you. I apologize. I know I had promised you some great bites from Bobby Kennedy, but they're not available right now. There is a piece of information that is available that I find it's kind of bizarre. And you would have been able to hear this had the computers been working, but again, I know it's not you, Germ. It's never you. You're doing the best you can, juggling chainsaws, and some of them are on fire, and he's like in the deep end of the pool. It's really cool to watch. But one of the anchors on CNN, Dana Bash, pointed out that the men in the Democrat Party and I'm using her term are low testosterone. Well, that's something you can clear up. You don't have to be low testosterone. I mean, it is one of those things that happens to dudes. We are loaded with testosterone when we are younger and, you know, looking for... Anyway, so we're loaded with testosterone, and there's all sorts of things that we can do, and we look good, and we're, you know, able to work out and all of this. And, well, we're manly. That's what it is. Testosterone makes you manly. So like one of those manly men. And as Dana Bash on CNN points out, it's a low testosterone group of men at the Democrats, and she is happy about that. And this is what we have seen from the left on a regular basis for years. They said, well, we don't want men to be too masculine, right? Masculinity somehow became an evil thing. How many times have you now heard the phrase toxic masculinity? Toxic masculinity. Is there anything toxic about being manly? And how manly do we have to be? Well, in the real world, as men and women created in the image of God, and there's some people going, well, how can you be a man or a woman and still be created in the image of God? All right, well, you need to get a little religious education. But there are men and there are women, and they're very different attributes. They're very different roles, right? Of course there are. Now, I know in 2024, we've decided if you just announce you're a woman, then you're a woman. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, man, I love Pixie's life. You know, my senior executive producer, Pixie the Wonder Dog. She's got a pretty good life. She did not have a good life before she came to live with us, though. We know that. We don't know what happened to her, but boy, she is afraid of certain things that, it just makes me so angry. Because you know that she was obviously hurt prior to being rescued by us. But I kind of like her life now. She, quote, comes to work with me here in the former Plaque Shack and sits by my side and snoozes. Inside, if Heidi and I have decided we'll watch TV, Pixie will sit next to me. Heidi can't be bothered sitting next to me, but Pixie is always there. And when we go to bed, crazy as it sounds, I'm right next to Pixie. Honestly, she just gets cuddled in. So I kind of like her life. She doesn't have to worry about food. The bowls are always magically refilled. The bowls of water are always magically refilled. The bulk of her day is spent either eating or sleeping. Is that not a good situation? So can I announce right now I am a chihuahua? And I want to be treated as a chihuahua, and I want you to pat me behind the ears and tickle me behind in between the shoulders? And do I get to walk on my hands and my legs because now they're paws? Of course not. So how could you announce today that you're a woman? You can't. All right. It is 426 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 433 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Bobby Kennedy dropping out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump is huge. Now, you are going to hear and see and read if, in fact, there is any coverage at all, they will do their best to tell you that it is not a big deal. I am here to tell you the fact that those folks are telling you it's not a big deal. You can take it to the bank. It's a big deal. Oh, and apparently Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, is claiming that Virginia is not in play. Well, this will come as no shock because it's Larry Sabato saying it. He's wrong. But, I mean, you feel free. You feel free to think about it any way you want. Donald Trump is running a very good race when you look at the numbers. That's the fact. You can still hate him. I'm not taking that away from you. If you still hate the guy because of a tweet or something he said, you have had it. But you cannot deny that he's not doing what he's supposed to do and in the places he's supposed to be. And this endorsement from Bobby Kennedy is going to mean a lot in a lot of places, and it's absolutely going to mean a lot in Pennsylvania. Because there's a whole school of, old school Democrats, if you will. And if I were Donald Trump, you and I wouldn't be talking because I'd be on some island that I bought. But, all right, if I'm Donald Trump or I'm in the media operation for Donald Trump, we get Bobby Kennedy to a whole slew of commercials with pictures of his uncle and his father, right? JFK and Robert Kennedy Sr. And you play the heck out of them. And you have him saying, hey, I've been a Democrat my whole life. Take a look where I'm from. We've always been Democrats. And the Democrat Party squashed me because they didn't want me to talk. And the Democrat Party I grew up in is not in any way connected to the Democrat Party today. You know who that would resonate with? It would resonate with me, because I grew up in Philadelphia. It would resonate with Stan Andrewski, because he grew up in Boston. This is huge. And now, I'm getting off my soapbox. Seriously, no, it's Friday. I'm going to say it again, because I want to. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All the way around. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andrewski, is right here on this little radio station. And Friday afternoons, we're lucky enough, Stan drops by, gives us a little look ahead, what he might be talking about. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. The Jeff Katz. Wow, what a show this afternoon. I'm listening and just sitting here thinking all through my head of all the things I've heard in the past and JFK and listening to, just some of the things you said about small business even back then and how the tables have turned in a way that I don't know if you can be a party member. Things have flopped. There are some things that I never thought I'd see Republicans standing for and Democrats I never thought would do. So this is crazy to watch. I will say this. I think we all love cars. Or at least we have an appreciation for cars and trucks that get us to and from work. And that's what we do. And that's what I pay attention to. And I usually try to stay out of it unless something like EVs comes out and they try to force. Anytime the government tries to force something on me, I don't like it.
Right.
Sorry to say, at this time in the last generation or so, it hasn't been the right side of people that are forcing things on. It's been the left. And that just sucks to me. Yeah. Wish we could talk more. Electric vehicles.
Yes.
Ford lost $2 billion the first quarter, another $3 billion this quarter. Think about that. $5 billion could probably feed the entire planet for the next 50 years. Mm-hmm. They lost that on EVs, and they're not the only company. And Toyota pulled out last fall, so they didn't lose that many billions. They still lost over $1 billion in the electric car industry. But Toyota started going with what you and I have always said would be the smarter, more practical, take all of the Looney Tunes in D.C. who have no idea about the day-to-day life that you or I or any Democrat or Republican live. They really don't know.
That's right.
You take them out of the picture, and what you have is common sense. And what common sense says is, hey, if we could take that battery you're putting in your Tesla or in that Hyundai or in anything else, cut it in quarter, they're 1,600 pounds on average, put that in my Yukon. My Yukon now gets 28 to 30 miles to the gallon going down a highway. thank you very much. It's better for everything.
That's right.
And when I get rid of this truck will go on for generations to come, assuming they don't have another cash for clunkers and ruin the truck. Will go on for generations to come for parts and other things for the next 50 years.
Yep.
So it's common sense that Ford said, pulling the plug, we're going back hybrid, and they'll be very successful, but it does not take away the $5 billion. And I just ask myself, what could we have done with that kind of money?
Isn't
for our population, for our people.
It is insane. And when Ford, and you joke a lot about it, you're a Chevy guy and Robbie's a Ford guy, and, you know, you have at it, but let's face it.
Yeah,
they're all good operations, and I think fundamentally they want to do the right thing, which for them is to sell cars, right? They're not interested in being part of some political discussion. They want to sell cars. They have cars on the lot. They want to get them off the lot. They want to put more cars on the lot so they can sell you more. And it is as basic as it gets with supply and demand. What is it that the consumer wants? What are they telling the dealers they would like to see? And we should deliver that. You, Stan, have been talking about hybrids for as long as I've known you because, as you point out, it is literally the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, and even a Corvette has a hybrid. They have the E-Rays they came up with a few years ago. It's front-wheel drive electric motor, rear-wheel drive petroleum motor. That thing will launch 0 to 60 in, you know, 3 seconds, super fast or less. And so my whole thing is Ford didn't want to do it. Ford was forced to do it, and therein lies the problem.
Yep.
Ford was never forced back in 08 to buy in and have a government bailout like Chevy and Dodge, and even some Honda America, Toyota America benefited. Mercedes, a lot of the American people, those other car companies benefited from our tax money. And a lot of them just threw it into the ground and so-called peed it into the wind away, right? Mm-hmm. They got rid of it. So Ford was forced in this aspect to do it because what did the government say? Especially in this state, thank God to our governor and attorney general decided that's not going to be constitutional in here. We're not doing that. We're not following California's crazy laws about having to have EVs by 2025 or 2030. It's not possible. We've never made fuel standards as good as these cars have gotten. We've never made the 50 miles per gallon that was supposed to happen in 2015 because we had politicians saying it could be done when it couldn't. So we just have to be very careful. And my thing is, my concern is for people, and how do I look somebody in the eyes and say, your car is affordable again to repair and maintain? That's all I want. How do I keep the prices down for the customers when I come to certified every week? And how do I explain to them? Because it's very hard to look them in the eyes and be like, I've hired people to get the best prices, to negotiate, and I'm part of a huge, well, it's really not that huge, it's 1,000 shop owners across the country, but the buying power of what of Shop Fix Academy, and I still don't get great deals on parts like I wish I could get. So how do I look somebody in the eye and say, Mrs. Jones, I'd love to be able to find you a used engine, but they blew them all up for cash for clunkers, and they think you should buy a brand new $150,000 car when she's making $900 from Social Security every month. Like, so I don't like the politics.
That's right.
But if people woke up, we could fix this in a few years, Jeff. If they woke up and stopped voting for people like they were your sports team, I'm talking to you people out there and myself, that's the only time I'll get political. You are creating your own doom. And when you come to me and tell me something's too expensive, I don't ask you who you're voting for. I try to help you. But I'll tell you what, I wonder sometimes. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, let me remind everybody, Stan Andruski is joining us. During the week, you find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., he's right here on this radio station hosting the best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. You've got car questions, I swear to you. He's got the car answers. Stan, one of the things, I mean, we're talking a little bit about the bigger issue here. Somebody wants to be able to afford a car in the first place. They want to be able to afford repairs on a car. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Pocahontas from Massachusetts, was on CNBC, and she, just as an example, she's blaming supermarkets for the high prices of groceries. And in fact, I think it was last week we had Tom Leonard on, and Tom said, look, you know, any grocery chain, you're working, and you're always working at about maybe, if you're lucky, a 2% range in terms of profit. People blame the gas station owners, right? Those guys are making a penny or two per gallon. It doesn't matter whether that gallon costs 50 cents or $5. in the case of auto repair, they come into certified auto repair. You're right. You've got somebody specifically doing that job. That's all she does, right? She calls around to get the best prices on parts for your customers.
Yeah, she's our parts princess. And then we have other people, you know, every time they come in, bring representatives from these parts places, she's all over them. You know, they're trying their best. But what people have to understand, and look, we could take hours on this, but the economy is not that hard. If you attack petroleum, which is a clean source, it's cleaner than windmills, it's cleaner than EVs, it's cleaner than solar. I'll say it again. All of those sources have to use a battery, and batteries are way dirtier than anything petroleum. Even if petroleum leaks for years in the ocean, it won't do the damage that these batteries are going to do. So just wake up, and if you think I'm lying, do your own research into it and be honest and open-minded. But when you go after petroleum like this current administration did, whether you're a Democrat, I disagreed with it from the beginning. I agreed with the fact that he put more money to cancer research. I agree with a lot of the things that they do. I don't care what party you're in. Can we come together and talk? Because they're not talking, and we're paying for that. And you have a very clear choice this election, and I'm just going to tell you, you have a socialist, people that want to force you to buy EVs and tell you how great they are, and if you're not smart enough to look into it, we'll have one of them, which will be worse. Or you'll have a capitalist that says it's a free market, you buy what you want, we're going to drive the price of oil down so you can afford groceries. The reason why groceries are that expensive are not Tom Leonard.
That's right.
It's not that gas station owner. The parts are not that high because of me and my wife are sitting here living lavishly. My house is 1,600 square feet. I've been in it since 2000. Yep. We're not taking your money and screwing you. What's happening is your representatives are forcing people to do things that they don't want to do, and they're not looking at the aspect of how it affects the average American, and that's got to stop. Gas prices go up, and every single thing follows. Every single commodity follows gas prices. They started 4 years ago. We were the number one exporter of oil and natural gas in the world, and we were going to flood the markets, and they knew it. And we were $1.78.
That's right.
And we're sitting here at $4.50 for gas and $7 in some of the more, you know, far side left states.
When is it
going to stop? And when are they going to stop thinking that we can't fix it? We can. They need to talk, and they need to get off their high horses, and we need to stop voting for people based off of teams and parties.
Yeah. Ah, man, I'm with you. And by the way, cars. We should probably talk about cars at some point because, I mean,
cars. This is why your cars cost so much to repair.
That's right. I'll tell you something, and I have shared this, and I'm going to share it with you. You know my oldest guy, Harry, and you know that Harry, a brilliant kid. We're on very different sides on a lot of stuff, and he has started his real-world work experience in California. And I think there might be hope for him, Stan, because I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and he was telling me about how expensive things were out there. And I because, you know, I'm me, and I'm a jerk fundamentally, I said, well, hey, not my fault. You know, that is your socialist utopia, dude. You made that, right? Wasn't that a Barack Obama? You didn't make that? Well, guys, you made that. And if you...
He's a great guy. He's a great son. He's going to be fine. But look, don't mistake this. Me and you are okay with social programs that are run right and work right. Don't mistake that when I say I don't want socialism / Marxism / communism. I don't want to be forced to buy a car I don't want or that it won't help me do what I need to do with it. That's all.
That's right. That's it. All right. Well, listen. We're out of time for today, but first thing tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., we want everybody to be into the garage. You can start sending, if you'd like, and start sending some car repair questions right now to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, and I'll share them with Stan tomorrow. Stan, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. All right. Oh, I should have told Stan. Coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line right now, 833-804-1140. You ready for it? From 804, vote Stan Andruski for Congress. I would vote for Stan for Congress. Now, in my situation, as you know, my congressman is going to be John McGuire. I mean, that's he's the Republican nominee for the 5th, and we are a red district, if you will. So John's going to be my congressman after November if everything goes the way it's supposed to go, and I am very, very happy about that. But if Stan were to throw his hat in the ring for some sort of political stuff, I don't know that he wants to. You know, people hear him talking about some of these big issues, and it's not for him. That's the weird thing. I just have to tell you this because he's not here, and I don't want him to get a big head or anything. But what Stan has been all about for the entire time that I've known him, and I really did, even though I wasn't the first customer when he opened up Certified, I was one of the first. So I've known him a long, long time, and he has always been about doing the right thing because he's got kids. How many of us make those decisions, right? It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Or 53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. 5:35-ish this afternoon. So, 35, I know, in a little while. We will have some tickets for you to come on out to a Meadow Event Park in Doswell, see KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, 5:35-ish is when we're going to give them away, and I'm excited about it. I am, as we speak, negotiating an appearance by KC on this show. I'll keep you updated, I promise. All right. Apparently, we got a brand new shipment of hamsters. They have been properly inserted into the spinning wheels, and some of our computer devices are working again. Yes! Fantastic. Thank you, Jeremy, for tap dancing and doing everything you're supposed to do. Now, what does that mean for you and for me? It means right around 5:05, I want to give you the chance to listen to some of Bobby Kennedy. I think it's absolutely priceless. I think it's brilliant. And you know what else I think it is? I think it's courageous on his part. He has called out all the people who have successfully not been called out before. Absolutely fearless. The Black Rocks, the State Streets. I want you to know, of course, Glenn Beck for many years now has been talking about the Great Reset. Glenn wrote a whole book about it. He talks about it all the time. It's a very, very important issue. That World Economic Forum in Davos, right? Klaus Schwab, who said, well, you will own absolutely nothing, and you will be happy about it. Yeah, okay. What if I want to own something? Nah, you know, just eat your steaming pile of maggots. Well, because that's what they want. Now they want us to eat bugs. I don't want to eat bugs. I don't like bugs. I don't want to touch bugs. I do not want to eat bugs. I don't mind killing bugs if I can, because I hate them. Oh, we got a big event tomorrow. How did I forget this? Football Fest tomorrow. Our friend Adam Epstein from the sports station in our radio factory, he's got a little something, which is not so little. Second year for this Football Fest, man. River City Roll, 3 in the afternoon till 7. Head coach for the Spiders just announced he's going to be showing up. And no offense, Jeremy, because you are a proud Spider and all, but man, I don't like that as a logo either. I think that University of Richmond really needs to wipe that out and replace it with anything. I mean, the Chihuahuas. How about the University of Richmond Pixies? I think that would be. I know there's a whole story. I don't care. I just hate bugs. But the University of Richmond Pixies has a really nice ring to it. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.